Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
By Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's
1-800-747-3733. No quiero amarrarse, solo quiero...
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Panthers back on the ice tonight against the New York Rangers. 7 o'clock is your puck drop.
Gotta say, I'm glad I'm back watching some local sports.
Bad, man. I mean, yeah.
Leroy, you left for like 24 hours. I think,
but you could tell it traumatized him.
It was a long 24 hours.
It was a long 24 hours in Cleveland.
Not really. It was, I mean,
I think more in the airport than anything else.
Yeah. Six and a half. Well, I got to watch both the Canes and the Heat.
By the way, speaking of De'Aaron Fox, not that I'm, you know, flirting with him or nothing.
Just keeping an eye out.
But he tweets out this morning on Lou Williams' comments. He says, there was never any pushback about anything. This narrative of us butting heads and me going to management saying anything is bull bleep, but you can run with it if you want to.
Wow, no one said he ran to management.
Hey.
All right.
They tend to always say that, right?
They do always tend to say that.
Mm. And
by that, you mean liars.
Based on his comments earlier in the year, did he really have to?
Yeah, they get it.
Then again, though, the last time we accused someone of going to management to get their coach fired was Aaron Rodgers, and apparently we were wrong about that.
Yeah, I guess the owner was just, well, this owner seems to suck. This owner seems to suck. That does seem to be clear. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Speaking of our coach, I got a bone to pick with him.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra. I want him to stop lecturing me about something. But I want to get back into the Dolphins.
Wow.
Dolphins beat the Browns 20-3. Mike McDaniel spoke in the locker room afterwards. And this is what he had to say to his team after getting them to 8-8.
Well... There's a lot of people that told us to give up on the season. And am I glad in this room did not. How about Snoop? Game ball, Snoop. 10. Okay. 105 yards, 9 receptions on 9 targets, 5 tackles, sack, forced fumble, 2 quarterback hits. Nay. Damn it! Hey, how about 15 tackles? T. Dot.
He had a good game.
And a pick. 3 points defense. Hot damn. Let's give Weave a game ball. Weave a game ball. This is why you get into team sports. Okay? When you have nobody else to lean on but each other. 2-6. 6-2 after that. Okay? That's some grown man.
Wow. Pretty good speech by Mike McDaniel. Other than giving out five game balls, it's still too much.
I tell you what, the equipment manager hates to see
it. Tell you what, that defense, though, with all the injuries they've had,
yep,
they have performed.
Yeah, Terrell Dodson, who came in the middle of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Did a great job. I like Jordan Brooks a lot, too, man. Jordan Brooks is a hell of a player.
How many tackles does this guy have? Jordan Brooks, if I'm not mistaken, is like upwards of 120 tackles.
He's like all over the place. All over the place. Yeah. And you know, everybody kind of got on him because he said after the Green Bay game, he was the only one to say, we were soft. Cold got to us, you know? But you know what I like? That's an honest leader. He said what we all saw. He didn't lie about it.
Mm. And I lied. He only has 83 tackles. Oh, no. Total, 137. There we go.
Jeez, you shorted him by 50 tackles.
Well, okay. Because it's, you know, it's solo and assisted.
I don't know what
this means anymore.
He leads the team in tackles by 40. Oh, 50 almost.
Jeez, this is crazy.
Jordan Boyer second with 90. Most of that is draped off of somebody's leg.
I'm just so sick of this guy. Just go do your
ayahuasca. I just saw him in the ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, come on, dude.
Of course, dude. That makes sense to all the blown coverages this year.
Anyway, Jordan Brooks also spoke to the team afterwards, and he gave a speech. Mm-hmm. Shorter and sweeter.
We talk about believing, man. We talk about believing. Keep believing. I never stop believing, bro, because I know who we got in this room. And I told y'all last time, if it's 1% of a chance of us making it, then that's what the we play for. This week of practice, the best week of practice of your life. Body's hurting, it don't matter. We're going to suck that up and we're going to go out here, we're going to fight for each other, bro. It start with us. It start with us. Let's go, man. Let's go. Keep believing, bro. Believe on three. 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
Sound like a black Mike McDaniel.
Kind of seemed like he took a little shot there.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Body mouth.
If your body hurting, don't matter. You're out there. Except for one guy.
Can I say this?
Take your time, dude. No judgment.
Very rarely. Very rarely will you hear another player comment on another player's injury. Because they see more than we do. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying it's odd to hear him take a shot like this?
He's not taking a shot.
You sure?
Wink!
Right now, you know what you're doing?
What?
You might as well coach the Canes.
I'm pulling the Lou Williams. Stirring it up?
Stirring some things
up. Yeah.
Everyone in this room has pain right now, yeah. And we're going to do everything we can to get on that field, except you, Uno. Take your time, dude.
You're pulling a crystal ball.
Am I?
You're making things more complicated with your comments.
Maybe they're
Is there anybody want to get rid of that narrative more than Tua?
One would think. Nobody would want to.
Okay, so, yeah. How bad it must be if he couldn't play?
Why would he say that, though? You know, why would he say that? He was getting through a good speech, and then
it's almost like all hands on deck.
So Tua's left hand.
Almost all hands on deck. Except for you, Blondie. You're good. You can take this game off, Blondie.
What's wrong with you guys?
We're in the same room together during break. Who knows what they said?
That's not fair. You guys get into that shenanigans room with him all the time.
Yeah. Or the hallways. Oh, there's some shenanigans in the hallways always with them.
We can steal whatever we want today. There's nobody here.
There is no one here.
I'm thinking I might take a Riptide guitar.
It's yours.
Do it. You won't notice.
Allegedly.
What happened? I'm like, man, it was, who knows?
Cleaning crew.
What's up with the daytime cleaning crew? It's throwing me off now.
They wanted better hours, dude. And they said, you know what? We're going to forget that over.
Why would you clean when people are here peeing?
It is a very strange, strange scenario, but I don't know.
Great speeches, though. Look, I do give, I give credit. I'm not saying they don't deserve credit. I'm just saying,
season's not a success unless you beat the Bills. That's all.
And you followed up by saying they have no chance.
Oh, dude. What do you think the spread's going to be? 10? 12?
12.5.
Eight and a half.
I think it's going to be double digit.
Remember, Buffalo is going to be home.
And we know those monsters. Mm-hmm. Throwing their sex toys, jumping through flaming tables.
Is that what they do?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Lil V772, when all of a sudden he starts speaking ye old English? I hope the Chiefs bagger layeth the smackdown on the Broncos.
All right, we'll take a break. Eric Spoelstra. I got a bone to pick with you, dude.
Wow, dude.
That's nice.
Oh, my goodness. You just go through all the sports. Respectfully?
Of course.
Oh, God. WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC's entire inventory is on.
This is guard music.
This is Duarte.
You know where you hear this?
Where?
Rockville!
Ah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Dolphins getting the win yesterday. The Canes, they lose the Pop-Tart Bowl, unfortunately. You know, 42-41 in a real shootout. Cam Not a true Ward. Loss. It really wasn't a true loss.
Not a true loss.
It's not a true loss. I mean, who cares about the Pop-Tart Bowl, but, you know, except gamblers who are mad at Cam Ward. But I genuinely don't care. Good for Cam Ward. Thank you for representing the U well this year. Go get drafted in the top five. That's going to be way more valuable to the Canes than anything he did in a damn Pop-Tart Bowl.
Very true.
And please hope they find another quarterback.
Please. Well, Arch Manning said he's not transferring. Can't get Arch.
Yeah, perfect. No, we're not going to be, but we'll get the guy.
Get yours?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's no Cam Ward, but I'll take it.
I'll take it. So the other piece of the drama that we're going to follow this week is Jimmy Butler. So I don't know, how much did you guys, talked, I'm sure, a lot about it last week when I wasn't here, but, you know, you had the whole Pat Riley statement that came out. This Shams, he's really a Grinch, huh?
Wow.
Ruined Christmas.
What's he doing?
Ruined my Christmas.
He made Pat Riley speak.
Very early in the morning, too.
Pat Riley was just sitting here eating his drinking his eggnog, and then all of a sudden it's Shams. This Shams, he's got a real bee in his bonnet, huh?
But here's the deal. He's hearing it from somewhere.
He is hearing it from somewhere.
Is he, though?
Where is he hearing it from?
It's manufactured. That's what it is. You know, wait, the guy who he replaced did the same thing.
The thing is,
I got a theory.
I will say this about all these media guys, right? People tell them stuff, and they run with it.
Yep.
Everybody assumes they know where it came from, and so all parties deny it.
Right.
But somebody said it.
For all we know, Jimmy could be leaking it to him.
Right.
We don't know.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know.
You watch him out.
What do you mean, dude?
He would never do that.
We don't know. Maybe Jimmy,
And then there's always this comment. I'm happy to be a Miami Heat. I plan on spending the rest of my career here. When we know they didn't give you an extension.
Right.
So
I can't lie. When the whole sick days happened, I was skeptical.
He was gonna get traded.
I was skeptical. I was like, all right, fine. And then reconditioning. I'm like, reconditioning for sick
two games.
What do you mean, dude? What did he have?
Hey, that means everybody's in on it.
I was very, I don't know. But then yesterday, Jimmy puts out this video. He's in the Heat locker room playing dominoes with his agent in front of the locker. And then after the Heat win, he's putting Tyler up with the Houston police, which is just a great. I'm telling you, make this a t-shirt. Is anything funnier than Boy Wonder being held back by the cops?
I need this shirt.
But then Jimmy posts after that, he posts videos and photos of himself working out in the Heat facility. The Heat are back on Wednesday. They got a back-to-back. I don't know if they'll practice tomorrow. I'm not sure. Because usually if they have 2 days off, they'll practice the next day. But it's a back-to-back coming up. They just played 3 out of 4. Duncan's banged up. Jimmy's obviously working his way back. So I don't know. Maybe they don't. I wouldn't be surprised one way or the other. But if he's not going to practice, I mean, the assumption is he'll be back Wednesday. If he's ready and reconditioned.
If he doesn't play in these two games, are you going to raise some eyebrows?
Listen, my eyebrows have been so...
Either one of two things. Tell us what's going on or really explain what his injury was.
Dude, my eyebrows have been more raised than a Real Housewives Botoxed face. Like, they have been raised up, dude. Like, trust me. I've already been looking at this from all angles. I've been a glass case of emotions.
How raised?
Like the poison stuck my face up there. It was something. But what did I just watch with Botox? And that Nicole Kidman movie. Yeah, she got Botoxed. I didn't know Botox gave you bruises.
You watched it already?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I went. Not very good. I don't really get what she was freaky over. I think it's licking milk out of a bowl.
I'm sorry, what?
Baby girl?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, what's her thing?
If you want to see a funny Botox movie,
I'm sorry.
Go see Just Go With.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my goodness. You will not stop laughing.
Very.
But yeah, Jimmy puts all these photos yesterday. You have any more of these, JFig, for the audience on our Twitch and video feed? Like, you know, he's working out yesterday. And some people say he does look skinnier, that he looks like he lost weight. Yeah. Like the bubble guts did really get him.
Which, if that's the case, let me get a little bit of those bubbles.
You think what you think you're going to go over to Big Face Coffee and get a bottle of bubble guts?
Exactly.
Hey, look at that BG's espresso.
BG's. Look at
it. Come to think of it, I did see something weird in the fridge. It's probably that.
In that fridge? Oh, my goodness.
A little bit of
mold. I'm surprised some of that stuff not growing green stuff on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy has eyebrows raised.
I was waiting up for this one.
He's like, he goes, can you believe we got Pat Riley to make a statement? The whole Shams thing, all I had to do was pretend that I didn't know what Shams was saying. So great. But anyway, so we'll see what happens with the Jimmy Butler thing. But I got another bone to pick with the Heat, all right, to be honest with you. And specifically Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, you've been butting heads.
Because let me tell you something, dude. I don't like the fact that we sat here respectfully and been asking for something all year, respectfully. And then he has the audacity, after Nikola Jovic has his best game of the season, and Kalel Ware arguably had one of his best games of the season, and he has the audacity to get on this podium yesterday and wax poetic to Heat Nation to show patience. And I was like, excuse me, sir? You're going to tell us what about having what with the young guys when you're sitting here and poor kid?
Zero.
Let me tell you something, Spo. Can I just tell you something? A little secret between you and me. Kevin Love is tired, okay? And all he wants to do is give speeches and sit on the bench. And you keep putting him out there exhausted. And he can't even make a basket within 4 feet. I didn't even know that was possible at his height to airball a ball that close. But he's tired, okay? And you keep throwing him out there when there's a giant Serbian and a 7'1" dude from Little Rock, Arkansas, who's completely capable of rebounding the basketball. And you had the audacity to tell me in the post game yesterday to show patience. Do you have this yesterday? This was Eric Spoelstra.
Together, you know, after a tough loss last night, and you build character, you have opportunities to build that competitive character as your season goes on. Our young guys, you know, I love them. You know, it's not going to be Heat Nation. This is not something with our young guys that is just going to be like, you know, straight to the moon. You know, they're so committed, you know, and they're figuring things out. And some nights it's going to be great, and some nights, you know, we work through it. But hopefully each night that, you know, we put ourselves in a position to win, and then we figure it out, you know, there at the end. But the young guys really contributed tonight all the way through. Nico, obviously, you know, that big three.
Okay, dude. Okay. That isn't it adorable that he's trying to reverse psychology it on us? That's like, we're the impatient ones. When he's sitting here and he had to be fought tooth and nail to get those two giants out on the floor, and now we have to be patient. Are you kidding me?
I don't know what this word means, but I think he's gaslighting me.
Dude, I think he is gaslighting me.
I think
I feel gaslit by Eric Spoelstra.
That is messed up.
I know you guys, you know, you guys want veteran presence, and I understand that, but, you know, we're going to have the young guys out there, and you're just going to have to show patience.
Wait a minute.
That's all I wanted in the first place.
He's saying we didn't want to play the young guys.
Yes, that's what he's trying to make it seem like. He goes,
hold up, Spo. No. I am not going to allow you to put my name out there like I'm the one holding the young fellas back. Mm. There was nobody more excited than me to draft the 7-footer. I was the main one saying, we got younger and we got lengthier in this offseason. Me! Only to play the same hobbits week and game after game. And you saying, I need to be patient. I'm not the one that sent the 7-foot-1 guy to Sioux Falls.
Mm. Sioux Falls, dude. You didn't send him to the moon. You sent him to a Dakota.
Sioux Falls worthy.
Mm. Went to Sioux Falls.
He was getting wrong with Drew Smith.
He's sending him to Sioux Falls. He's putting up 30 and 30. He goes, Shish, all right. I guess he didn't need that.
Yeah! He already played with those guys in college.
Spo, he's literally done everything there is to do with those guys. They won a championship this summer. He doesn't need to prove anything else. We need
now, you know, he's going to play 2 minutes the next game, right?
There's no way, dude. He's so good. Did you see how scared that guy was in the middle of the... He's like... Kalel was just... He didn't even do it. He's just like, whoop! And then Jalen Green was like, ah! And like ran away. I was like, oh, tall. It's almost like watching a sport you've never seen before. Because you're just so used to... Because just 6'5 guys are usually your centers. They just actually decided, Leroy, I watched a game where people were just like, I don't think I'm going to go in the paint. I was like, wow. Now imagine if... Hey, Spo.
I would just put Kalel in there and say, hey, B7-1.
Let's just
game plan.
Let's just get crazy here, Spo. Why don't we do this? Just try it on for size one game, okay? You put Kalel and Nico and Bam with Jimmy and Tyler. Let's see what happens, baby. Just for a stint. Not the whole game. Just give it a little run-ski.
Give them like a 5-minute run.
Just see what happens.
They interlap, so some guys, you still have your starters and whatever.
You know, assuming that, you know, Jimmy's reconditioned.
How? So, let me get this straight. This man has been in the best shape of almost any athlete I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He gets the bubble guts, missed 2 or 3 games, and he's got to recondition?
That's right.
If you lose it that quick, then what about the young guys who you sit on the bench for 5 games?
I don't know.
I don't think it's his stamina they're talking about. I think he probably has something to do with his hair. They need to recondition his hair so that they could potentially change the color.
So they got who we got coming in this week? Pels. The Pels are coming in on Wednesday.
Yeah,
is Zion back? Nah, what am I even saying? Of course he's not back. That's a stupid question.
Hey, everybody who was complaining about him getting slimmer.
Mm. He's not back.
Nope. Working his way back still.
Oh, he's reconditioning.
He's reconditioning.
Look at that. All right, there we go.
We can have a reconditioned all-star.
Oh, man. Stop gaslighting us, dude. Oh, I not appreciate this.
So strange.
Take a break. Back after this. Carter died.
Jimmy Carter?
Yep.
President.
You got to give a former president. Hundy. Oh, no. It's the highest of honors.
He was 100 Hundy. Years old?
Yeah. Well, I saw, there was a video of him wheeled out pretty recently. I was like, he's hanging on.
He's, 100 years. Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I'm not going to lie to you. Greg Gumbel kind of hit me.
Greg Gumbel did? Yeah, we did. Oh, no.
Because he did a lot of Dolphin games.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Did you realize how old he was?
No.
No, I did not.
I didn't
realize he was that old.
I also didn't realize that he was a local. Apparently passed away in Davie.
That was sad news this weekend, man.
78 years old.
Sad news.
78.
Yeah. Gumball.
So Brian is the younger brother.
He's 76.
Brian is
the younger. I thought he was the older brother.
I think it's just because of the way he carries himself, you know, with the glasses.
Right.
Oh. Brian Gumbel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
76.
Let's get to...
You know you big time. You big time when one of the Gumbels had anything to do with your show or your game.
Oh, yeah. For sure. When the Gumbels show up, just classes up the joint. Let's get to All Right on OA. My All Right goes to the monster of all monsters, Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
All right.
Scary.
Very scary.
Leroy, you weren't here during the part of the show. I don't know if you're listening, but I will say, with the whole Tua thing, when you do watch what Calais Campbell and Myles Garrett can do, you kind of understand why you should probably keep somebody away who can get hurt a lot worse. They're very scary. But I'm going to tell you right now, Myles Garrett
is dude.
Did you see
TV doesn't do that? TV doesn't do him justice.
He moved that poor rookie who's a giant and just used him like he was a plaything.
You know what that's called? In football, leverage.
That was insane.
I don't care how big you are, the other player gets leverage. Believe me, I saw Corey Stringer get picked up off the ground by Reggie White.
Insane, dude. My oh no goes to Zach Gelb.
Oh,
I gotta be honest with
you. Gelby.
And let me tell you something, Gelby.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let you go on to Twitter right now backing off and throw the heat on Mario Cristobal.
Yeah.
Stick to your take, Zach Gelb.
That's right.
Stick to your take. What do you got, Leroy?
I like that.
I hope he hits you with the facts of
my all right. Goes to
facts of change.
I had a good weekend saying hi to the Dolphins,
right.
People and Browns people. Nice. It was cool. That doesn't happen often where I get to walk both sidelines.
Oh, side oh no, by the way.
Uh-oh.
They didn't give us any Leroy Horde highlights on the flashback to Dolphins and Browns.
Right.
Bastards.
Because I didn't how about this? I only played the Dolphins once.
That was the game though, wasn't it?
When Dan Marino tore his Achilles and Scott Mitchell came in and Bernie broke his ankle.
Oof, Jesus. Not a good game.
No, the Browns have played here a bunch of times, and the Dolphins have gone there bunch of times after that. So, but my all right is going to go to that. I had a cool weekend catching up with people, saying hi to everybody. It was cool. My oh no. Miami International Airport.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no!
So, let me explain to you what happened to me, why I was late and missed my flight. I was down there 2 hours before my flight.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When you go in the park, they had it blocked off by damn near SWAT.
Okay.
It's packed! Pull around! I tried to pull up and ask, you know, where can we park? Keep it moving. So it was like Looney Tunes with the cars just going around in circles. Mm-hmm. Same cars, same people. Until I saw somebody pull off and just pull into the next parking lot. All they had to do was tell people to go to the next entrance. There was plenty of parking.
Yikes.
But because they didn't, there's a lot of people just driving around in circles. And so I finally follow this person and I get parking spot. I'm running to the gate. My flight leaves at 3:30. I get to the register at 3, like 5 to 3 maybe. I said, I need to hurry up and catch this flight. Parking was terrible. And the lady goes, mm-mm.
What?
She goes, that ain't happening. We got a flight for you at 9. 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did she actually do that?
Yes, she went. You ain't gonna make it.
Marco sent her.
Yeah.
Was the security line bad?
No, because I did the priority.
Oh, okay.
But it was still, you know, bad. But that's not even the point. Like, they didn't even try. Mm-mm. Like, I would have had 10 minutes to get there because, you know, 15 minutes, they closed the door. Whew. So I could have got there. And then I have a choice to make. I can go back home and repark. Or I can sit in an airport 35 minutes from my house for 6.5 hours. Yes! So I'm stuck in an airport in my city!
Wow.
Honestly.
Needless to say, I got to my hotel room at 2:30.
Could have went to one of those shady 3-hour motels, Leroy. Caught a nap.
No. I stayed downtown because I didn't rent a car.
Nah.
Because I figured, what's the point in trying to park a car in downtown Cleveland during a football game? Mm-hmm. I always lose my car. I always end up walking around. It was rainy and terrible, so I did one better. I parked where I could walk to the stadium in the rain.
Hmm.
Leroy, why didn't you get dropped off at the airport or like?
Because Uber? I can get dropped off at, because I planned on coming to the station.
Hmm.
And I can get dropped off at Fort Lauderdale Airport. To ask somebody to drop me off at Miami Airport.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's rough.
It's an ask. That's an ask.
And let me also add, Mama was flying out the same day and Mel had to drop her off.
Now,
at a different airport?
At Fort Lauderdale. Hmm. I don't give Mama's a no, but she left her purse.
Oh.
So Mel had to rush home. Mel had to rush home, get her purse, and
oh my God, it. That's brutal.
The so, purse though? Like come on. Like you got
your purse with her ID.
Okay.
And my poor daughter, she goes, I asked her daddy. I said, sure you got everything.
did she dismiss her?
I got everything. I'm like, so it was just a weird set. Then not only that, I got to watch. What happened was, I watched both of the games over some cocktails and some wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then fell asleep on the plane. So then when I got there, I was wide damn awake.
Mm-hmm. You sure you had a good trip? I don't know.
He loves Cleveland.
Loves Cleveland.
I slept in, though, because the game was at 4. And by the way, NFL, thank you.
Yeah, that was a good move.
Moving that terrible game to 4.
Dolphins, 3 straight 4 o'clock starts.
Yeah.
J-Fig, what's your all right no-no today?
Well, I thought I should shine a little light on the Vikings, who continue bringing back very nostalgic celebrations. And this time around, they celebrated a turnover with a High School Musical dance.
Wow.
And I gotta say, it spoke to me a little, you know?
They've really
they
been
just
doing
keep
that.
Doing it.
Yeah, they
I love
did
it. I
White
love
Chicks.
Jealous.
Did they do White Chicks recently?
That used to be us.
It did yeah. White Chicks.
Remember that?
They did.
Dolphins used to be the cool
Camp
celebration
Rock.
Team.
Oh, Camp Rock, yeah.
You think it's Andrew Van Ginkle? Van Ginkle just brings the celebrations with him?
He's actually a...
Well, isn't he the... Wait, was it his Disney Plus that he was using? That?
Yeah, his HBO
it's
login.
All coming back full circle.
His HBO login was Hugh Wang.
Yeah.
What, they got 14 wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps.
We got a game tonight. We got Lions and 49ers. If the Lions win, then I believe Sunday Night Football next week is for the 1 seed, and the loser is the 5 seed. Can you imagine being a 13-win team or a 14-win team? You're a 5 seed. Yeah,
5 seed.
Same, in the same division.
Yeah.
In the same. I can honestly say, I don't think there's ever been a 1-loss and a 2-loss team in the same division, or two 2-loss teams
think
in the
so.
Same division.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Could you imagine?
Research that tomorrow, Frog Boy.
I will.
Two teams being 14-2 in the same division. I don't think that's ever happened. Keep in mind, look, The Green Bay Packers aren't garbage either. They're really good.
It's a great division.
Same division.
And then you have the NFC South.
Somebody's got to go to the playoffs. Well, I think is it squared up yet?
It's I believe that if Tampa wins, they're
Houston
in.
Already won it.
No, that's the AFC South. That's also not a great division.
Oh, NFC South. I think
the Bucs have to win to be in.
Oh, I thought the Bucs already won the division.
Nah, I think they have to win still. I think they have to clinch it still. I'll double check because I think the Falcons beat them twice.
Jeez.
I'll double check that. Did you have an own OJ Fig?
So to add to my all right, I finally ended up going to an escape room.
Oh.
Which results in my... Yeah, this weekend.
All right.
An escape room, and it was really fun. I'd definitely do it again. Mainly because my own no goes to, I was this close to finishing.
You
didn't finish it?
No, I believe I had like about 5 minutes before the time ran out.
Let me tell you something. These two in my house, they go into those escape rooms, break it down, and my wife comes back, 37 minutes.
We got it.
I'm like, oh my
God. I kept going from room to room. I'm like, do I have time? But it was really good.
How about the voice in the sky?
Did you look underneath the rock?
So honestly, we barely asked for clues because I really wanted to like do this myself. We probably asked for about 3 clues in total. And it wasn't bad. Like even that guy said that we used less clues than everybody else. But every single time we asked, the voice came out of nowhere. And it throws you off all the time. Like, it's just like, wait, what was that? And it's creepy.
Yes.
But I like it.
Froggy.
Yes.
This is why I hop. What do you got for us?
This is why I hop. My all right... goes to this show, man.
Oh.
You know, we've had a productive year. People are saying this is the best year of Tobin and Leroy they've ever experienced.
Agreed.
People are saying that all over the Reddits. I believe that's where they are.
You always got to trust the Reddits, dude.
Got to trust the Reddits. But it's been a great year. Happy to be a part of it. So you guys get my all right.
Schmeathan just tells us to go. All right.
What did Schmeathan say?
Go to hell.
Go to hell? Yeah, perfect. Why did I even ask? Why did I even ask what he said?
What's your oh no?
That means I love you.
Yeah.
I don't think for him it does.
Well, somewhere
I think
close.
It does.
Somewhere close, for sure. My oh no. Unfortunately, it's going to have to go to Drew Smith, dude.
What?
It's gonna have to go to Drew Smith.
Are you kidding me?
We're 2-1 since he's been gone. Alec Burks has been playing his bleep off, dude. This is the minutes that this guy was robbing.
You are killing me, dude. You are killing me. The poor guy literally like was this close to getting a standard contract. And you're sitting here poo-pooing him on his birthday with his foot in a boot.
Alec Burks, first game plus 17 on the plus minus, scored more points than this guy scored all year.
It's not what he does. He's not a scorer.
Scary Terry. He's also not an enforcer.
You have the untrained eye.
Just saying, dude.
Talk to you guys Thursday. Everybody enjoy. Have a safe new year. And we'll be back later on in the week. Take care, everybody.
Now, I tell you what.
Hmm?
Gladiator 2 coming out.
Oh, how about that?
Tickles your fancy?
Are you not? Amazed!
Here's my impression of your mother.
Made him a memorable.
I believe Brett Favre.
I'll be back.
Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands.
HBO.
They knew.
You're a dirty bitch.
Heavens to Betsy.